So Elon Musk is at war with mainstream media, and he's being painted out to be a homewrecker. Logan Paul decided that he was going to give us a full movie review of Jordan Peele's Nope, and Twitter said nope. And last but not least, we have a bishop who was robbed for $1 million in jewelry in the pulpit. And while that should be enough of a headline, trust me, that is not the story here, because everything goes downhill after that for the bishop. But before we get into all of that, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Make sure you hit the like button and subscribe for the craziest stories on the internet every day. Elon Musk's war with mainstream media is heating up as the Wall Street Journal has just released an article painting the billionaire as a playboy homewrecker, claiming Musk slept with the founder of Google, Sergey Brin's wife, Nicole Shanahan, which triggered the end of the marriage. But did the Wall Street Journal just blatantly lie and make all of this up? And is Elon Musk being attacked by mainstream media since he has decided to have his own opinion nowadays that doesn't line up with other billionaires who have enough money to put out these types of hit pieces? According to the Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk got down on one knee and begged Sergey Brin for forgiveness after sleeping with his wife Nicole Shanahan during Art Basel in Miami. The article also claims that this is what prompted Brin, the eighth richest man in the world with a net worth of $95 billion, to file for divorce in January. Sergey cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for his divorce, but the Wall Street Journal on Sunday reported that it was Musk showing his wife, Nicole, his rocket that signaled the end of their marriage. Now, as entertaining as billionaires passing their wives around sounds, Elon Musk struck back immediately at this narrative and pretty much destroyed it by sending this photo to the New York Post of him happily hanging out with his longtime pal, Sergey, even as the rumor spread, making it look like the Wall Street Journal literally just made some shit up, as the pic was supposedly taken hours after the article was published. So here we have a mainstream media company lying about a man sleeping with another man's wife as they hang out together. It kind of messes up the entire, oh, he got a divorce because Elon banged his wife narrative, huh? And was so distraught that he had to get a divorce because of it. Just doesn't seem like that's what happened. But Musk didn't stop there and also tweeted last night that he believes that the Journal is running hit pieces against him in an effort to undermine Tesla's stock. He said of the report, adding jokingly that he hadn't had sex for months. It's hard out here for a pimp, man. Don't he got like 3 kids he just had? He went on to say, Sergey and I are friends and we're at a party together last night. I've only seen Nicole twice in 3 years, both times with many other people around. Nothing romantic, he said. The Wall Street Journal has run so many BS hit pieces on me and Tesla, I've lost count. It's embarrassing for them, frankly. Musk then wrapped up his defense by telling his followers that they should call out the press. And they should. I mean, this is a little bit overboard. Not even a little bit. This is a mainstream publication looking as if it's just posting straight up lies about a public figure. I'm surprised at this point Elon hasn't completely started suing them, because Musk is pissed with him adding this. The Wall Street Journal is supposed to have a high standard for journalism, and right now they are way sub-tabloid. The Wall Street Journal should be running stories that actually matter to their readers and have solid factual basis, not third-party random hearsay, he added. And that's a very good point. But let me know what you think. Do you think Elon is being attacked by the system, mainstream media, in order to get him to bow down, because he has been very political as of late and has pissed off a lot of very powerful people? Do you think our boy Elon is just really a homewrecker? Or maybe him and his billionaire friend like set it up so Elon could like sleep with his wife so he could get out of the divorce and not have to give her a whole bunch of money when they broke up. I don't know. Anything is possible. But it looks like Elon Musk won this back and forth, and the Wall Street Journal got caught slipping and ran some type of fake story. I hope they do like some type of update and explain where they got this information from and have to justify the information that they said. And I honestly hope Elon sues them, because if they're just blatantly lying on this man, he has every right to. But let me know what you think in the comments, because we care about your opinion. Now, moving on to the next story, Logan Paul is being roasted by the internet on Twitter, the YouTuber, actor, and wrestler Logan Paul, once again, because he was accused of not only missing the point of Jordan Peele's hit horror film, Nope, but also being the point of the movie. Now, I haven't seen it, but according to Twitter, Logan Paul has apparently played himself. This is what he had to say. Nope is one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. I love Jordan Peele and Kiki Palmer, can act her ass off, but this movie is objectively slow and confusing with stretched themes that don't justify the pace. Now he goes into details with his critique, and then that's where things go wrong. His thesis was he can feel the attempt to recreate the shock from Get Out and Us. The problem that Twitter users had was that Paul didn't seem to understand the themes of the movie at all. While the story focuses on a possible alien invasion, it's actually an allegory for Hollywood and the entertainment industry. And the tweets were savage. The fact that Logan Paul doesn't like Jordan Peele's new movie, Nope, and is confused deeply by its allegories of Hollywood being a monster that kills moralist people is too ironic to not mention. Also makes me enjoy the movie even more. Now I gotta watch it. Logan Paul saying that Nope was bad is so ironic considering he's literally a real life example of the main message in the movie. Of course Logan wouldn't like Nope. The movie is talking about what he actually is, a spectacle for profit without purpose. And Nope, I am told, is ridiculous on purpose, like at Logan Paul and his brother. Harsh critiques from the Twitter bandwagon, but they have a point. Now, I haven't seen the movie, but it sounds like it was written for Logan Paul. And while he was trying to do his best, industry critique of the film, and I don't know why he chose this film all of a sudden to bust out his movie critiquing chops, but while he was doing that, he got slammed by everybody telling him that, yeah, maybe you did miss the entire plot, and it has nothing to do with the director. It's just you, fam. But let us know in the comments what you think. Have you seen the movie? Are you gonna watch it? Are you confused? Do you agree with Logan Paul? Do you agree with his critics? I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. I've heard the acting was dope. I heard the movie was kind of and a little confusing for most people. So I don't know if Logan Paul's really had a point and he just got lost in the sauce, or if it was very obvious and he's just not the smartest goddamn cucumber in the pickle bunch. I don't know. I don't even know if that last sentence made sense. Whew. All right, so moving on to the next one. Now, this story I'm excited about. It is absolutely crazy how it has spun out of control. This is Bishop Lamar Miller being robbed in front of his congregation in a $1 million jewelry heist caught on live stream. But now he is in more hot water as people try to figure out why the pastor lied.
When you're a shepherd, right, you have to lead your sheep. You have to lead your sheep and you have to protect your sheep. And when I see them come into the sanctuary with their guns, I told everybody, get out. Everybody just get out.
Yo. Yo. All right, right, right. All right, right. Yo, all right, all right.
Okay, maybe we couldn't hear him tell them all to get down. And also now people are questioning just how sanctified this holy man is after he had this to say to bloggers covering his story. Oh, so this the guy I be giving all that offering to, got it. Bishop Lamar Miller Whitehead, who along with his wife was robbed of watches, chains, rings, and earrings as he delivered a sermon Sunday at the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries. Police sources on Monday revealed to the Post that the contents of the robbery was totaling $1 million, which included an almost $400,000 Cuban link chain, $200,000 men's gold chain, $125,000 wedding ring, a $75,000 Rolex, and a $75,000 Cavalier watch, etc. Yes, they robbed over $1 million of jewelry from a bishop who drives a Rolls Royce, and the church looks like this.
This is the location where Bishop Lamar Whitehead holds his Sunday services and his sermons, the location for his ministry.
Now, somebody gotta make that make sense to me, and shout out to my girl Lisa Evers for the footage. And at least him and his wife was looking good. So you got $1 million in the pulpit and you didn't think to hire security? That wasn't just unsafe for you and your family. That wasn't safe for everybody in the building. Bishop Miller Whitehead did 5 years in prison for identity fraud and grand larceny and had a lot to say about the three assailants that robbed him and his 38-year-old wife. Bishop Miller did 5 years in prison for identity fraud and grand larceny and had a lot to say about the three assailants who robbed him. Oh, so he's robbed other people. Got it. He went on to say that he didn't know if he wanted to shoot up the church or if they were just coming for a robbery. He said the suspects had on masks, but he could still see their faces. It took all his wife's jewelry, his jewelry, and then ran out. The three suspects fled in a white Mercedes, and he said he saw them changing their clothes in the car as he futilely ran after them. He also commented after the robbery saying, "For you to kick in a church door and come with guns in the middle of service, what God is going to do to y'all is above my pay grade." The bishop said, is what the bishop had to say. Now, I'm going to be honest. When I first watched the video, I was trying to figure out why would anyone rob a poor little church like that? Because on camera, it didn't look like there would be $1 million in jewelry nowhere around there. But they didn't rob the poor church. They robbed the rich pastor. I don't think God going to get that mad at them boys. Because it wasn't like he was seeing any of that money anyway. It was on y'all neck. That's only half the story, because the bishop decided to show the true love of God after the video of him being robbed went viral by crashing the life of a couple of Christian bloggers while they were discussing the robbery and fat shaming one pastor and calling the other homophobic slurs. He went as far as to say this to the lady:
"You need to go and get some weight loss if you want to get if you want to see and laugh about what happened in my church when we got armed robbed. You're that's what you are. You're a slob. I don't know you."
Okay.
And then randomly threw a little hate at the LGBT community just cause.
"Something that 4 gunmen could have took my family life, and y'all sitting here making a mockery of it, all right?
We are
and
not.
This big blimp right here want to sit here and talk about women, all right? And you want to sit here and validate homosexuality because you just admitted that you're a f***, all right? That's on me. I
didn't I tell y'all?
That's right.
He was already getting accused of dropping F-bombs before he got on the lives. And then when he got on, he tried to claim that he was just standing by his biblical principles. My problem with that is the Bible has been used to justify using all kinds of slurs for a long time. So I don't think that's a good principle to keep stepping with. And also, I don't think Jesus would be dropping F-bombs on gay people in 2022. I just don't think that's how Jesus would be moving. But of course, bitch, you the one with the $1 million worth of change, not me. But don't worry, because the internet always wins. And guess what? The comment section has not been letting Mr. Bishop make it. With comments like, "But they have over 400K worth of jewelry stolen while God's house looks a mess." Facts. I still believe it was staged. He didn't even talk about the robbery. He talked about his possessions and money. He too into himself. For someone who was just robbed at time for this, I'm not buying it. Oh, people even believe he got robbed for real. Narcissism is a hell of a drug. This man has no place in anybody's pulpit. It looks like people are thinking that this isn't even real, that it could have been a staged robbery. Now, I'm not sure about that, but we will find out soon. I'm pretty sure the authorities are looking into it, and if there is some foul play, this story has enough attention on it that I'm pretty sure that it will get quickly uncovered. But even in the meantime, the bishop is going off the rails. It started off about him just being robbed. Now it's about him dropping slurs and calling out women. And it seems like he was some type of celebrity pastor or something along those lines. Well, cool. Sometimes you want to be famous, and it works out in your favor. Sometimes you try to get famous, and then it just ends up putting a magnifying glass on how bad of a person you are. I don't know if that's the case here, but it doesn't look good for the bishop. But that's my story for the day. Let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think that the bishop set it up? Do you think that the bloggers were wrong for talking about the story? Are you team bishop? Are you team blogger? Are you team robber? Let us know in the comments. That's the show for the day. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Thank you for being a part of the show, and I hope that you'll subscribe and watch another one of our videos, because they're all amazing and they're all pretty goddamn crazy. Hit that follow button. Hit the subscribe button. Make sure you ring that notification bell, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.